50 to a 60, 70. He's walking with that PG Max and the mall, small mall here by Beaverton. He just called that small bridge here.
Okay, so he crossed that, he's on that bridge right now heading into the little strip mall over there. Okay, now I didn't get a full description. Can I finish getting that? A white male, he had a beard, a military-style jacket. Is there anything else?
I think a gray jacket and like a kind of combat military pants. And yeah, backpack.
Okay, but how old do you think he was?
Yeah, only late 30s, early 40.
Okay, and besides being loud verbal, was he threatening anyone specifically, whether that be yourself or other passengers?
No, he was just careless and, you know, talking and it's like, you know, spilling coffee. I just cleaned it. And he spilled some kind of coffee, a little bit, on a person, an old lady, but she didn't say anything anyway, so.
Okay, so he was just kind of being reckless, and sounds like he might have spilled some coffee around the bus, hitting one person, and they were okay.
Yes.
Okay, I copy. I've got his description down. If he causes any further problems, we will fast-track that to either the authorities or a supervisor. Thank you.
Listen. Yes, and, you know.
I'm sorry, you cut out there. Can you repeat?
You use the F word and S word, the C word, I mean, shit, all that kind of story. You know, he just, he can't control himself and, you know, he's screaming.
No, I understand that. There's a lot of that going on out here these days, so I'm sorry you had to deal with that. I'm glad he's off your bus, and I hope you have a better day, okay?
Yes, no problem, man. I'm okay, and he left, as I said, he's going towards that TG Maxx, that small mall here, and I'm fine. Everybody left. I'm ready to go back.
All right, well, I'll let you get to your break. I hope you have a better day. We'll be clear at 1335.